Sergeant Turney's over here fooling around trying to put up some boxes for the television set, and in measuring this thing off, according to what you've the measurements you gave him, the center of that thing is 48 inches to the center of the television tube?
No, 4'9".
Or 4'9"?
Yeah, it'd be 58 inches.
To the center of the television tube? Jesus,
see,
that's awfully low.
You want it higher than that?
It's
well, I was thinking
have
of people sitting down, see?
Well, yeah, but they're sitting looking down, they're sitting behind each other, say. And, I don't know. I just think that that's going to be too low for that television set.
Well, it could be. Let's see, 4'9", I thought was... Well, I guess you get a pretty good crowd in there, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to get 15, 20 people in here.
9 inches angle wouldn't be enough.
I think you're going to have to go, let's see, if that's 4'9". Turney, measure that up there to the 60th parallel. What we should do then, see, is put it up that high, turn it a little inward so that they're facing... inward just a little bit, each one, and then just ever so slightly a tilt. The 6 foot up to the point where I think it should be, six foot center.
Yeah, I can do that.
I think that's the way we're going to have to do it.
What about turn it to the left or right? Now we've got to make the cabinet wider.
Well, I think we should.
Then it'll just be sitting in a big open space.
Well,
mount to.
Let's see.
Because the best way to get into this thing, I'm going to add a sliding shelf in there. Not on rollers or anything, it just slides on the top.
Well, I don't think it has to be turned much.
So you can pull it out to get to it.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to have to be turned much. Let's say it's just going to have to be a little bit off square.
Well, I was going to make the cabinet square, but make this place for the TV big enough that you could turn it from an inch in one way or inch in the other way.
Well, I would say probably an inch to two would probably be plenty to turn it.
All right. I'll change my dimensions a little bit.
What do you think, Turney? I think that you should have it so that you can turn it about an inch to 2 inches. This way, and the same way that way. No, the television. Not the entire cabinet.
Oh my gosh.
Just the television set. The set should set at an angle. I would say 1 to 2 inches would probably be good. Because otherwise, you see, the people will be sitting maybe around this table down the center of the room. If you turn it just ever so slightly,
they'd line up with it a little bit
more. They'd line up with it a little bit more.
Because right now this would sort of be behind them.
Right.
It'd push way out from the table or something.
Yeah.
And that'd be a little unhandy.
That's right.
Okay. Anything else?
I think, what else has to be done on that? Anything? Should tilt slightly?
Let's make the width on that then.
Just a slight tilt so that the glare from the light.
I'll put a half inch block in the back of it.
All right, a half inch block should be plenty.
And that throws it, it's so tall.
Yeah, half inch block should be plenty.
See, I've got 29.5 inches overall. We ought to increase that quite a bit here. Make that overall width then.
All right.
29.5.
The overall width 29.5.
We'll change that to 32.5.
32.5.
And then you're going to have another inch out there, scribing it in.
Right.
Sit down against the wall. They come out an inch and then come out your 32 and a half and get the center of that, and that would be the center of your...
Okay.
Mean horizontally.
Right, okay.
And vertically, we'll go up 6 feet.
Vertically up 6 feet.
And the cabinet would be 37 inches deep where the TV is.
37 inches deep, yeah.
And
then camp down.
Over top of it, you'll have room then for just about a 12-inch shelf.
Right, that's plenty.
So I'll keep that back at 21 inches deep.
Okay.
And the portion under the TV will be 32 inches deep so that we get a little projection.
A little projection, okay, right. And then you'll go down to a lesser depth, right?
You start out at the top, 21 inches deep.
Right.
Then you hit 37 inches deep at the TV.
Right.
Then just under the TV would be 32 inches.
32 inches. That sounds good.
See, I have to come out more right at the bottom because of the weight of this thing. I'm afraid it might tip it over.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, well, that's good. And they're going to put in these, put in the boxes now then for the television lines on the basis of this discussion that we're having now.
Okay, fine.
Right. How are you coming on that now?
Well, I just about had it finished. Now I've got to redraw.
Now you got to redraw the damn thing. Isn't that terrible? You don't know when
that's
they're
right,
when they're planning on working on that.
I don't have any idea yet. As soon as I can get this finished. Okay.
Have you done it? Have you had a chance to think on the box for the pneumatic tube end?
I'm going to try to get in tonight. I got to come over and make another survey on something else.
Okay.
I'm planning to be over there at 8 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
And this other survey should take around a half hour.
Okay.
At the most.
Well, you can walk out there and look at it, and talk to the boys, try it out a couple of times just to see what might be convenient. I think you could probably come up with a good idea on that.
All right, sir.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.